Right, we make everyone very welcome to the Voss meeting tonight, and we're going to commence our meeting by singing 436, that's the previous one, 284, number 284, that grand word, whosoever is ringing through my soul, whosoever will may come, in rivers of salvation, the living waters roll, whosoever will may come. We'll sing the whole hymn, 284, and we'll rise this time to sing.
That grand word, whosoever is ringing through my soul, whosoever will may come, in rivers of salvation, with living waters roll, whosoever will invitation is freely sounding still, whosoever will may come. In God's own word I see, whosoever will may come. I know 'tis meant for sinners, I know meant for me, whosoever will may come. Oh, that whosoever will may come. The Savior's invitation is sweetly sounding still, whosoever will may come.
I heard the
loving message, and now to others say, whosoever will may come. The precious Savior, and he'll be yours today, whosoever is freely sounding still, whosoever will may come. The glory his only Son he gave, whosoever will may come. And those who come believing, yield to the whosoever will may come. Oh, that whosoever will may come. The Savior's invitation is freely sounding still, whosoever come.
Now, shall we pray? Our Father, we come before Thee in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are thankful to Thee for Thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee, Thy Word tells us that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. And we thank Thee, it tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We thank Thee for a message that is powerful and still reliable and suitable even today for anyone that can come into this meeting tonight. We thank Thee there's a message for them. And we pray that those that have come in that are not saved, that they would realize their need before Thee as sinners. and that they would trust thy Son. We look to thee that thou wouldst give help in the preaching of the gospel. We pray for help for our brother Marco, and we pray that thou wouldst bless and save souls this night. We look to thee and pray for thy blessing in the Lord Jesus' worthy name. Amen. Now, I would like to, on behalf of the believers here in Newton Breda, welcome everyone to the gospel meeting tonight. We're glad to see everyone that has come. And we're glad as well to have our brother, Marco Jabana, who is from Brazil. And he's here to preach the gospel tonight. He is going to speak in Portuguese, and I will translate the message into English. And we do trust it'll be a blessing to you, especially if you're not saved, that you would trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Even tonight, just before Margo comes to speak, there's a few announcements for the meetings in the week ahead in the will of God. On Thursday evening, there's a report on the work of the Lord in the land of Brazil, and that's by our brother Marco Jabara here tonight, and that'll be at 8 p.m. On Thursday. And again, next Sunday, the breaking of bread at 11 a.m., and the prayer meeting at 6:30. And the gospel meeting at 7 p.m. And the speaker expected is our brother Aaron Kerr from the assembly in Oma. And you're all warmly invited to return to those meetings. Now, our brother Marco.
Boa noite a todos.
Good evening to all.
É grande prazer estar aqui em Newton Breda novamente.
It is a great pleasure to be here again in Newton Breda.
Agradeço pela comunhão que os irmãos têm conosco.
I would like to thank all and the brethren for their fellowship with us.
E pelo convite dessa noite de poder anunciar o evangelho.
And for the invitation to preach the gospel tonight.
Vamos ler alguns versículos na palavra de Deus, iniciando no evangelho de João, capítulo 3 e verso 36.
Let us read in the word of God, first of all in John, John's gospel, and chapter 3. And verse 36. John chapter 3 and verse 36. It says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
Vamos agora para o livro de Atos, capítulo 16.
Let's turn then to Acts and chapter 16.
Versículo 24 ao versículo 34.
And we'll read from verse 24. Acts chapter 16 and verse 24. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
Mais uma passagem em 1 Coríntios, capítulo 15.
Another passage in 1 Corinthians and chapter 15.
Apenas o versículo 52.
Just verse 52. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, and verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Que Deus abençoe a sua palavra.
May God bless the reading of his work.
É interessante como a vida do ser humano muda tanto.
It's interesting how human life changes so much.
Muitas vezes um dia parece aparentemente ser igual a outro.
It might appear that each day it's just the same as the day before.
Mas muitas vezes nos aguardam tantas surpresas que acontecem de repente.
But very often there comes a surprise that was unexpected.
Paulo e Silas estavam viajando, pregando o Evangelho.
Paul and Silas, that we've read about, were traveling and preaching the gospel.
Mas de repente eles são presos.
But suddenly, on their travels preaching, they are imprisoned.
Parece que a situação muda completamente.
It appears that their situation has completely changed.
Para o carcereiro parecia mais um dia normal como tantos outros de trabalho.
For the prison keeper, his day just seemed to be another day, another set of prisoners.
Parecia mais dois presos como tantos outros.
For the jailer, it just seemed another two men, just like all the others that he had jailed before.
Mas de repente acontece tantas coisas nesses versículos em que lemos.
But suddenly, so much happened that we read about in Acts chapter 16.
Isso mostra como que a nossa vida, como eu mencionei, é cheia de surpresas.
It just demonstrates what I said, that human life can change so suddenly.
Hoje nós estamos aqui ouvindo o Evangelho.
Tonight you're here hearing the gospel.
Amanhã podemos estar na eternidade.
Tomorrow you may be in eternity.
De repente, há situações que vivemos que muda completamente a vida de uma pessoa.
Very often there can be a situation that comes into our lives that completely transforms the life of an individual.
De repente há situações que faz a nossa vida transformar totalmente.
Situations that turn life completely upside down.
Você já teve uma experiência dessa que de repente tudo mudou na sua vida?
Have you had an experience like that? Turned your life upside down?
Às vezes uma ligação à noite fora de hora.
Perhaps an unexpected phone call in the middle of the night.
Às vezes um exame, um diagnóstico que muda totalmente a vida de uma pessoa.
Perhaps a health diagnosis that transforms the life of an individual.
De repente parecia tudo caminhar normal e a vida muda completamente.
It seemed to all just be going so well and so in routine, and suddenly life was changed.
Eu poderia citar vários exemplos que tenho vivido no decorrer dos anos nesse sentido.
I myself could cite many examples that things that have happened to me that have transformed my life.
Em 2016 nós estávamos aqui na Irlanda do Norte.
In 2016 we were here in Northern Ireland.
Parecia mais um dia normal como tantos outros, à véspera de um relatório em Lurgan.
It just seemed another day, just so normal. It was the day before a report meeting in the assembly down in Lurgan.
Mas por volta das 11 horas, 11 e meia da noite, recebemos uma ligação.
About 11 or 11, half 11 at night, we received a phone call.
O meu sogro havia falecido.
My father-in-law had passed away.
Como as coisas mudam tão de repente.
Do you see how things can change so quickly?
Ele havia feito um check-up naquele dia num cardiologista.
That very day he had a check-up with a cardiologist.
Tudo estava ok.
Everything had come back clear.
Mas de repente um infarto fulminante.
But suddenly a heart attack.
Como a vida muda tão de repente.
You see how life can change so quickly?
Nós não temos o controle da nossa vida.
We are not in control of our lives.
Nós fazemos os planos, nós temos as ideias para o futuro.
We make our plans, we have our ideas of what we would like to do in the future.
Mas de repente tudo muda.
But suddenly it can all change.
Nós vemos que por volta da meia-noite, Paulo e Silas oravam e cantavam hinos a Deus, verso 25.
You see in verse 25 that at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God.
Mas verso 26, de repente, algo inesperado aconteceu.
But in verse 26 it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake.
Um terremoto atingiu os alicerces daquela prisão.
The earthquake shook the foundations of the prison.
Eu creio que todos têm visto que Venezuela, na quarta-feira, passou por uma situação de terremoto terrível.
It's quite likely that most of you have seen on the news that just on Wednesday past, Venezuela was struck by two massive earthquakes.
De repente, certamente mudou a vida de tantas pessoas.
Suddenly, the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, were completely transformed.
O carcereiro estava tranquilo, estava dormindo.
The jailer was content, he was fast asleep.
Diz o verso 27, acordando o carcereiro.
But in verse 27, we read the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep.
Estamos neste mundo e não temos enxergado a necessidade de salvação eterna.
Perhaps you are here tonight and you've never seen the necessity of being saved.
Estamos, num certo sentido, vivendo a vida e dormindo espiritualmente nesse sentido.
In a certain way, you might be said to be asleep, spiritually speaking.
Sem se preocupar com a eternidade.
Without any worry or thought about eternity.
Você se preocupa com a eternidade?
Do you think about eternity?
Você se preocupa com a salvação eterna da sua alma?
Do you think or take any thought about salvation?
Você se preocupa com o perdão dos seus pecados?
Do you take any thought about the forgiveness of your sins?
Às vezes, há tantas situações ao nosso redor para nos despertar nesse sentido.
Very often the circumstances around us are made to awaken us to our need of salvation.
Às vezes Deus permite que aconteça situações para sermos despertados para a salvação eterna.
Sometimes these circumstances awaken us to the need of having our sins forgiven.
Prezado ouvinte, não há nada mais importante nesta vida do que a salvação eterna da sua alma.
Dear friend, there is nothing in this life that is more important than the salvation of your soul.
Houve um dia na minha vida em que eu ouvi o evangelho.
There was a day in my life when I heard the gospel.
Eu não conhecia a palavra de Deus porque eu não fui criado num lar cristão.
I had no knowledge really of the word of God because I wasn't brought up in a Christian home.
Vivia uma vida muito longe da palavra de Deus.
I lived a life that was far away from the word of God.
Mas houve um dia em que eu fui ouvir o evangelho pela primeira vez.
But there was a day when I heard the gospel for the very first time.
Um rapaz me convidou para ouvir a palavra de Deus.
There was a lad that invited me to hear the word of God preached. The gospel.
E mesmo sem ter nunca pego uma Bíblia na mão.
And even without ever having picked up a Bible.
Naquela noite eu enxerguei a miséria que eu estava vivendo sem Cristo.
That very night I saw the misery that I was living in a life without Christ.
Caminhando para a condenação eterna.
In a path that led me to eternal judgment.
E naquela noite, eu pedi perdão dos meus pecados no final da daquela reunião.
And that very night, I asked God for the forgiveness of my sins at the end of that meeting.
A primeira vez que eu ouvi o evangelho, pela graça de Deus, eu fui salvo.
The very first time I heard the gospel, I was saved by the grace of God.
Eu tinha 20 anos de idade.
I was 20 years of age.
A minha vida mudou completamente.
My life was transformed.
De repente, tantas coisas mudaram na minha vida.
Suddenly, so many things changed.
Você já teve uma experiência de salvação na sua vida?
Have you had a time like that?
Já houve um dia na sua vida em que você pediu perdão dos seus pecados?
Has there been a day in your life when you've sought the forgiveness of your sins from God?
Já houve um dia na sua vida em que você reconheceu que o sacrifício do Senhor Jesus Cristo é suficiente para salvá-lo?
Has there been a day in your life when you've accepted that the work of Christ is enough to save you?
Todo aquele que é salvo traz uma experiência de salvação com ele.
Every person that is saved has an experience that they, at the moment that they trusted Christ.
O carcereiro foi foi acordado, ele acordou naquela situação.
The jailer was awakened into this situation of the earthquake.
E ele foi para o desespero, porque queria matar-se.
Very quickly he was in desperation. He was seeking to kill himself.
Muitas vezes, muitas pessoas, devido às situações, vão a desesperos como este homem.
Very often in life, people get to that point of despair, just like this man did.
No desespero, não enxergam esperança, não enxergam perspectivas pela frente.
In their despair, they have no hope, and they have no vision for life in the future.
De repente, o homem que estava dormindo acorda agora em desespero.
Suddenly, the man that was sleeping peacefully has now awakened and is in despair.
Pesado amigo, a pessoa sem Cristo está nesta situação.
Dear friend, the person without Christ really is in despair.
Há esperança de salvação eterna para todo aquele que crê.
The hope of eternal life is for everyone that believes.
Aquele homem, naquela situação, os servos de Deus procuram acalmá-lo.
The jailer in this situation of despair, the apostles Paul, the preachers Paul and Silas seek to calm him down.
E faz uma das perguntas mais preciosas nas Escrituras.
The man asks one of the most precious questions in all the Word of God.
Estava tão perto daqueles que oravam e cantavam hinos, mas estavam dormindo. Mas ele estava dormindo, o carcereiro.
He was so near to those that were praying and singing praises unto God, but he was asleep.
Às vezes nós estamos tão perto ouvindo a palavra de Deus.
Very often you might be so near to those that are hearing the word of God and speaking about the word of God.
Às vezes estamos tão perto frequentando as reuniões.
You might be so close to salvation, you're attending meetings.
Estamos tão perto cantando os hinos.
You might even be singing the hymns.
Mas estamos tão distante do Salvador.
But you're so far from the Savior.
Algum tempo atrás, estava em frente do salão, ia ter uma reunião de pregação do Evangelho, um sábado à noite.
A little while ago, I was in front of the hall, and there's going to be a gospel meeting. It was a Saturday evening.
E passou um conhecido meu, e eu convidei, faltava uma meia hora para a reunião ainda, eu convidei ele para entrar, para ouvir o Evangelho naquela noite.
While I was standing there, there was a man that came by that was an acquaintance of mine, and I invited him to come in to hear the gospel.
Eu insisti várias vezes com ele para que ele entrasse para ouvir o evangelho naquela noite. Mas ele insistiu que naquela noite ele não podia, ele tinha outros compromissos.
But he was certain and adamant that he could not come to hear the gospel. He had other things to do.
Então combinamos de eu iria passar na casa dele no outro dia para trazê-lo para a reunião à noite, ouvir o evangelho.
But he agreed that on another day that I would come past to his house to pick him up, to bring him to hear the gospel.
No outro dia, voltando da reunião do partir do pão,
another day coming home from the breaking of bread,
nós morávamos perto de um cemitério e havia muita gente.
We came past a cemetery and it was full of people.
Eu procurei saber quem havia falecido.
I tried to find out who was it that has passed away.
Era aquele rapaz que estava tão perto de ouvir o evangelho um dia antes.
It was the very lad that I had invited to come and hear the gospel just the day before.
Estava sendo velado naquele momento.
Just at that time they were having the wake, and in Brazil you have the wake for just 24 hours, very soon after the person is dead.
Estava tão perto de ouvir o evangelho, tão perto da salvação eterna.
He was so close to salvation, to hearing the gospel.
Mas de repente ele partiu para a eternidade.
But suddenly he was in eternity.
Meu amigo, se você partir para a eternidade, onde você estará?
My friend, if you were to be in eternity tonight, where would you be?
Há dois lugares.
There's only two destinies, only two places.
Nós lemos em João capítulo 3 e verso 36.
We read in John 3 and 36.
Aquele que crê no Filho tem a vida eterna.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
Mas aquele que não crê no Filho não verá a vida.
But he that believeth not the Son shall not see life.
Na eternidade, ou estará junto com o Salvador.
In eternity, you will either be in heaven with Christ,
ou estará na condenação eterna.
Or you will be in eternal judgment in hell.
Se de repente eu e você partirmos para a eternidade,
if suddenly you or I were to go out into eternity,
onde você estará?
Where would we be?
Aquele carcereiro fez a pergunta: o que é necessário que eu faça para me salvar?
The jailer asked the question: what must I do to be saved?
Agora ele está preocupado com a sua salvação.
He is now thinking about his own salvation, how he could be saved.
Será que a salvação eterna da sua alma preocupa você?
Do you ever think about getting saved, the salvation of your soul?
Nos preocupamos com tantas coisas neste mundo.
We worry about so many other things in life in this world.
Alguns vivem como se fossem ficar aqui para sempre.
Some people live as if they'll be here forever.
Será que você já fez essa pergunta? O que é necessário que eu faça para ser salvo?
I wonder if you ever asked the question, what must I do?
Será que você já sentiu essa necessidade de salvação na sua vida?
Have you ever felt the need of being saved in your life?
Todos pecaram e destituídos estão da glória de Deus.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Eu vivi muitos anos debaixo do meu pecado.
I lived many years lost in my sin.
Porque o pecado separa o homem de Deus.
Because sin separates us from God.
O pecado é algo grave, muito grave aos olhos de Deus.
Sin is exceeding serious in the eyes of God.
Não brinque com o pecado, porque o pecado nunca vai brincar com você.
Don't mess around with sin, because sin will never mess around with you.
Só tem um alvo na vida, levá-lo à condenação eterna.
The object or the result of sin will be to be under the wrath of God for eternity.
A resposta que ele obteve: crê no Senhor Jesus Cristo e será salvo, tu e tua casa.
The answer he received: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house.
Não havia regras e normas para a salvação.
There was no rules or steps to salvation.
Não havia obras para a salvação.
There was no works to do for salvation.
Crê no Senhor Jesus Cristo e serás salvo.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
No Brasil, muita gente quer comprar a salvação.
In Brazil, many people would like to buy salvation.
Muita gente quer conquistar a salvação pelas suas obras, pelos seus méritos.
Many people would like to deserve salvation by being good enough.
No Brasil, muita gente quer ter salvação por meio de religião.
In Brazil, many people would love to get salvation through religion.
Mas a palavra de Deus nos diz: crê no Senhor Jesus Cristo e será salvo.
But the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Aos olhos do Senhor, nesta noite, olhando para este ajuntamento.
As God looks down upon this meeting tonight.
Não há brasileiro, não há irlandês.
There's no Brazilians and there's no British or Irish.
Há salvos e não salvos.
Only saved and unsaved.
Você já é salvo?
Are you saved?
Você já creu no Senhor Jesus Cristo para a salvação eterna da sua alma?
Have you trusted the Lord Jesus for eternal salvation?
Porque de repente podemos partir para a eternidade.
Because suddenly we may be in eternity.
Ou como nós temos lido em 1 Coríntios capítulo 15 e o versículo 52.
That as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52.
No momento, num abrir e fechar de olhos.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Nós já não estaremos mais aqui.
Will no longer be here.
De repente.
Suddenly.
De repente, os salvos estarão com o Senhor por toda a eternidade.
Suddenly, those that are saved will be with Christ for all eternity.
Hoje há salvação para todo aquele que crê.
Today there is salvation for everyone that believeth.
Hoje há salvação para todo aquele que confia no sacrifício perfeito do Senhor Jesus Cristo na cruz do Calvário.
Tonight there is salvation for every person that will place their faith and trust for eternity upon the work of Christ on Calvary.
Um dia, pela graça de Deus, eu fui salvo da condenação eterna.
There was a day when I was saved by the grace of God from the condemnation, from the eternal condemnation.
Não porque eu merecia.
Not because I deserved it.
Não porque eu conhecia a palavra de Deus.
Not because I knew any of the word of God.
Não porque eu havia nascido num lar cristão.
Not because I was born in a Christian home.
Porque um dia eu clamei pelo perdão dos meus pecados.
Because there was a day that I cried out for the forgiveness of my sins.
Aquele que podia perdoar os meus pecados e que pode perdoar todo aquele que clama por salvação.
The day that I cried out to the one who is able to forgive our sins and the one that is able to save.
Você já é salvo, meu amigo.
Are you saved, my friend?
O desejo daquele homem de salvação eterna
The desire of this man was to have salvation.
De receber o perdão dos seus pecados.
To know that he had the forgiveness of sins.
Assim como, de repente, o terremoto atingiu os alicerces do cárcere.
Just in the same way that in a moment of time the earthquake shook the foundations of the prison.
De repente, ele também podia ter partido para a eternidade.
Suddenly, just in the same way, in a moment, he could have been out into eternity.
Deus tem dado privilégio a você nessa noite de ouvir a mensagem de salvação.
God has given you the privilege tonight of hearing the message of the gospel.
Crê no Senhor Jesus Cristo e serás salvo.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Nós vemos que aqueles homens foram tratados depois e levados para casa.
We see that the jailer took Paul and Silas into his own house.
Lavaram seus vergões.
And washed their stripes.
Houve mudança na vida do carcereiro.
There was a transformation in his life.
Não é apenas crer com os lábios.
It isn't just saying that you believe.
Que com a boca se confessa, mas com o coração se crê para a vida eterna.
It is with the mouth that confession is made unto salvation, but with the heart that he believes unto the salvation of his soul.
O Senhor pode olhar para os nossos corações nesta noite.
God can see the heart of each individual here tonight.
E o Senhor conhece aqueles que um dia já confessaram os seus pecados a Ele.
And the Lord knows those that have confessed their sins and trusted Christ.
Que houve mudança, que houve transformação na sua vida.
Those whose lives were transformed.
E de repente, agora ele tinha a salvação eterna.
Suddenly, this man had eternal life, had salvation.
Meu amigo, a salvação para todo aquele que crê.
My friend, there is salvation for whosoever believeth on him.
Que Deus abençoe a sua palavra nessa noite.
May God bless his word this night.
Que você possa crer no Senhor Jesus Cristo.
May it be that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Para a salvação eterna da sua alma.
For your eternal salvation.
Obrigado.
Amen. Thank you. Now, shall we pray? Our Father, we thank Thee for the message of the Gospel. We thank Thee that a soul can be saved in a moment of time, and that those that are on a pathway that leads them to eternal destruction can be moved to that way, narrow way, that leads them unto life. We long that there would be those that would put their trust in Christ this night and in a moment of time be saved and fitted for heaven. We pray for those that have been in, and we pray for those listening online, and we pray for the salvation of those that are not saved. We pray for Thy blessing on us and preservation as we part, and we would thank Thee again for Thy Son and for Calvary, and we thank Thee again for all that He accomplished. We thank Thee for Him and pray for Thy blessing as we part in the Lord Jesus' worthy name. Amen. Now, just a hymn before we go. 231, number 231. Nothing, either great or small, nothing, sin or no, Jesus did it all, long, long ago. It is finished, yes indeed, finished every jot, sinner, this is all you need, tell me, is it not? We'll just sing verses 4 and 5, the last two verses of 231, and we'll rise to sing.
Simple thing, glory is a deadly thing, glory ends in death. It is finished, yes indeed, finished every job. Sailor, this is all you need. Stand in His